shared them so well. And I feel like your mother, Marion Robinson, had a really big part to play in that. She says, as parents, you're not raising babies, you're raising adults. How do you feel in reality, what did that actually mean for you and your brother Craig when you were growing up?
Well, that meant that our voices had real value in our house. There are some people who raise kids and they use the philosophy, kids are to be seen and not heard. And it was just the opposite for us. I mean, we sat around the dinner table at night and we told stories about our day. And when you grow up with parents who not only respect your voice, but enjoy your voice, that's how I felt in our home, that my parents thought we were brilliant and funny, and they wanted us to, you know, I say in the book, my parents knew that there was a flame in me that they wanted to keep lit. And that's what I call Zen neutrality in parenting. I describe my mother in that way. It's that gift of understanding that to empower children in the long term, you have to give them that space and that room to be themselves when they're young. So ours was a household full of lots of conversation, lots of debate, one-upping each other in storytelling. And that wasn't just true in our immediate family, but we grew up in a vast extended family that I describe in detail, grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and second cousins. And when you grow up in a big family, you find that you have to, you know, use your voice to get a word in edgewise. And I grew up in a family of storytellers.